want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
He's not just Ty Dad, he's my dad.
James Gutman!
Another Friday, another podcast, another attempt to begin this show by saying something, anything, other than, what's up guys, James Gutman here on Hi Pod, I'm Dad. Welcome back to another edition of the podcast. Any streaming service, I'm there. You may have found me on Spotify or Audible or whatever. That's where I am. Or HiPodImDad.com, all the archives dating back from the beginning, all available there. Catch all the shows every single Friday. On top of it, HiBlogImDad.com, which started it all. My blog been going on Monday, Wednesday since 2017, writing about new subjects every single week. Or follow me on social media anywhere at HiJamesGutman. HiJamesGutman, that's me. So do that. Follow me. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen and putting me into your AirPods or however you're listening to this. Love doing these podcasts, love talking about things that are going on. And one of the things that I love about doing these is that it's for me. You know, it's, I know people enjoy listening to it, or you guys might like it. Maybe you hate it. Maybe you listen to it because you hate it, whatever you're doing, but it's for me, myself. Like, I like doing it. It feels good to talk about things. It feels good to share stories, talk to you guys about my kids, hear the feedback that I get, whether it's from our feedback form. I have one on the HiBlogImDad.com page. You can go there. You can send me a message. You could do it on Facebook or any of those things too. But just hearing from people that listen and can either relate or enjoy what I do, that means a lot to me. And that's a big part of parenting. How's that for a segue? Because this podcast is about, well, thankless parenting, which I've written about before and I've talked about before. And it's something that sounds so pessimistic when you first say it. If you approach the subject and you go, you know, parenting is pretty thankless, you sound like an angry old parent. These gosh darn kids, they don't like nothing. That's not necessarily how I mean it. A big part of being a parent is knowing that you're not going to get the type of appreciation that you might expect from anyone else in the world. A lot of the things that we do for our kids are so over the top. And I'm always reminded of this every single day that they're here with me. As you guys know, I have a split custody. My ex-wife gets them half the week. I get them the other half of the week. So when they're not here, my mornings are pretty easy. They're quiet. They could be a little sometimes lonely, sometimes sad, sometimes relaxing and fantastic. So it all depends on how you look at it. There's definitely ups and downs for how those things go. But when they're here, it's very different. It's chaos. And it's just this really this mad dash that, I don't know, I think back to when my daughter was little. You know, my daughter's 15 and she was the first kid by a few years. And I remember there were some mornings where I was so exhausted and she had to be taken care of, or even in the middle of the night when she would get up crying and I would get up and, you know, go and you rock her and you sit with her and you feed her. And I remember thinking to myself, I can't do this. You know, physically, I can't do this. Not like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I mean, like, you ever have to do something that requires like effort on your part and your body feels like completely like off topic with you? It's like, oh, there's no way we're doing this. I can't move. I can't get up. I can't even focus my eyes. How am I going to feed this kid up? And you end up doing it and you just keep doing it. And that's what parenting is, man. And that's what the mornings are sometimes, even when now, when I have these kids here. I mean, they're getting older. My son is 12. He's nonverbal. He has autism. There's a lot of care that he requires that extend far beyond what people would think you would do for a 12-year-old, you know, as he's grown up. And I've accepted that, and there's parts to it. Of course, there's also things about him that are pretty easy to deal with. He's got a great personality. He's fun-loving. He's a little insistent on the things that he wants here and there. But, you know, my mornings are spent with him running over and giving me a hug, giving me a kiss. I dropped him off at school the other day, and he hugs me and doesn't want to let go. And it makes you feel really, really loved. So that's great. But there's a lot of work involved in both of these kids, because even my daughter, you know, I got to make their lunches. I got to send them to school with food and all sorts of things to just keep them alive throughout the day. They forget stuff. You have to go back to the house and get it. She would bring a pineapple to school, a full pineapple. Why? I don't know. I don't ask anymore. You know, she said it was for class. I went, okay. There would have been a time I'd be like, what do you mean you need a pineapple? Come on, what the hell? What are you doing? What are you? I don't do that anymore. But she forgot the pineapple. I had to go back and get the pineapple with her. She's like, can you just bring it to me during the day? I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not leaving, you know, my work to go and bring you a pineapple. That's just nonsense. So you deal with a lot of these things that have to be done. And my day starts pretty early. You know, Lucas gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, starts wanting his iPad right there. He shakes his gate and he bangs on the thing. And I get up, and depending on if it's the weekend, I usually give him his iPad to play with. But, you know, on days for school, I want him to go back to sleep. So every 15, 20 minutes, he's up again, shaking the gate, getting me up. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm over it. And you know what? Nobody thanks me for it. And they shouldn't. You didn't thank your parents for everything they do for you when you're a kid. And you shouldn't expect the same thing from your kid because it's weird. You know, things that I do, giving breakfast, my daughter would say, thank you. That's cool. You got to thank you for that. But nobody thanks you for bringing them to school. Nobody thanks you for getting them up. Nobody thanks you for, you know, making sure that the house isn't in squalor. Those are just things that you do and things that you go forward with. And especially as it relates to my son, Lucas is a different cat, you know. He thanks me in his own way. And the way he thanks me is pretty fantastic. Like I said before, the hugs and the kisses and all these things that he does that show that he loves me, it's different than being grateful. He doesn't give me kisses and hugs because I gave him food. He doesn't give me kisses and hugs because I got him up or I did something with him. He just does it. It's more loving than grateful, right? As far as the immediate thanks that he will give you for doing something in his life, you don't really get it. And when that happens, it could definitely cloud how you view the things that he does and the things that he wants in his life. For example, Lucas is going, or actually today when you guys are listening to this, he's doing the Empire Games in New York. There's these games, it's for, you know, people with disabilities, physical, you know, all the different things that they do. He goes and they run around the track and they do little events and it's really kind of adorable, man. Again, he's 12 years old, so it's the kids and I love watching him and I love going to it. And last year was the first year that I went. I hadn't gone before that. And I remember I showed up and I realized that everybody else was going. All these other parents had gone. And for years, I had had this misconception about what exactly the Empire Games were. I was told it was just, you know, a photo op and like, you know, the politicians in the town come out and they meet with you. Nobody took a photo with my kid. That didn't exist. It was just a day for him to just be in the spotlight. Did he love it? I don't know. I don't think so. No. And that is the disconnect. And that's the thing that often allows children like my son to just kind of not do anything. You go, and people kind of have to make him, you know, come on, let's go. He'd rather be sitting. He'd rather be eating pirate booty and playing on his iPad. And they get him up, and they make him run around. And I look over at him, and I wave, and he looks back at me, and, you know, he doesn't smile. He doesn't get excited or wave. He just looks. He sees where I am and he goes. I smile and I watch him run around. But there's no sense where he really like can't wait to do this thing. And there's no sense afterwards where he loved doing this. Sometimes he wants you to leave. He'll take your hand and try to get you to go. And it goes with anything that he does. It goes with, you know, events. Like you want to go out for a Saturday and you're like, I'm going to take Lucas bowling. And you have to literally, you know, put him in the car as he's trying not to get in and you have to drag him out of the car, take his iPad away and he's crying, he's upset. Also, he could go in and maybe like it, but there's also a chance he might not. And somebody can go, well, then you'll know if he likes bowling or not. Well, here's the thing. He does like bowling, but he might not like it that day. That's incredibly annoying. I found things that he loves and I'm like, Lucas loves doing this. And then a week later, you go back to the same event and you're showing people and he hates it. And you're like, oh, all right, whatever. And it makes you question it. Why am I doing this? Why am I going to these Olympic Games that he doesn't care about? Why am I doing bowling with him if he doesn't care about it? And it makes you wonder. It makes you feel like it's all pointless. But here's the thing. With my son, it's never about what's happening in that moment. Everything is cumulative. Everything is long-term, right? So we go to this Olympic Games, and at the end of it, he doesn't get excited about it. You know, he doesn't thank me. There's no, he has a button on his thing. He can say thank you. He doesn't say thank you. There's nothing like that. Just wants to get home. He wants to do his own thing. But over time, he might love it. And that's something that you have to take into consideration. Your kid might not like moving around, but like any kid, like my daughter, there were things that my daughter, you know, might not have liked. Maybe she doesn't like, you know, playing a sport. And you go, well, you got to keep trying. You got to see if you like it. You got to give it another try. We tell it to all these other kids, but for some reason, a boy like mine, a nonverbal child with autism, we think, well, he just doesn't like that. We don't have to do it because it's easy. All day, he can sit in his room. He doesn't have to come out. He doesn't have to, we don't have to go anywhere we don't want to go. Just let him live his life in his room. I don't want him to live his life in his room. I don't want him to spend his days on his iPad. He might love it, but that's not his full life. Because somewhere out there, there are things that he's going to love. I've said it before. I haven't found all the things that I love in the world, whether it's people, whether it's events, whether it's activities, whether it's myself, all these things that are out there waiting to be discovered, for me, still exist. And I'm trying to find all these things. He has every right to find all those things too. But he doesn't realize that he could do it. He's on top of it. He's 12. Like, forget the fact that he's nonverbal. He's a little kid. It's my job as his dad to have him do those things. So I bring him to these events. I go to these events. I watch him. I cheer him on in the hopes that he'll not only maybe find the things that he enjoys or in some ways kind of like grow into it. You know, it's an acquired taste. Not everybody loves, you know, t-ball the first time they do it. Not everybody loves, you know, soccer the first time they do it. Not everybody loves walking around. He's definitely one of them. And it takes exposure and it takes things to do. I've written about his haircuts. I cut his hair. And as a boy with autism, getting him a haircut was a nightmare. And it took repeated haircuts to kind of get him used to it. Same thing with this. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Now, in terms of gratitude, in terms of thankfulness, long term, Lucas is grateful. He's not grateful for the things that I do, I don't think, but he's grateful for me being there and getting that hug and getting that, like I said before, dropping him off at school and he doesn't want to let me go. Those are the moments of thanks. He'll never turn to you that day and just be like, hey, thanks, pal. But over time, I know that he loves me and that he sees these things. And he knows that during these moments in his life, I'm there watching him and cheering for him and just, I don't know, right behind him. And don't get me wrong, man. Like, there are things I don't want to do. You know, nobody wants to go to a kid place. You don't want to go to a kid place when your kid is verbal and can thank you in that moment, much less a kid place that your kid is going to end up maybe not liking and won't thank you for. Nobody wants to do that. You just want to deal with those things, but you do it. And why do you do it? You do it because that's your kid. You do it because it's your responsibility. I mean, mini rant right at the end before we finish this off. And this is something that will never make sense to me. As a father, I've dealt with a lot of people congratulating me for being present. It's always amazing. Wow, you know, a lot of dads aren't around for their kids. Yeah, those dads suck. Like, what am I supposed to say to them? I appreciate compliments. And I think a lot of us keep our mouths shut because we want the compliments. It's like, yeah, no, I am great, right? Aren't I fantastic? Yes, thank you. I am. Thank you. But I'd rather forego all those compliments and have other men held to a higher standard for their kids, like my son, like my daughter, and the fact that they should be there for their kids. How does it make sense that I made the decision to bring a person into this world, my son? He didn't have anything to do with it. I was like, I want to have a kid. Let me have this kid. And I brought him into the world. And then when he shows up, I go, oh, he's got struggles. I wasn't prepared for that. Yeah, I'm not gonna deal with that. What kind of a terrible person do you have to be to do that? And if you're listening to this and you are one of those people, maybe you're some dad that ran away or whatever the hell you're doing, that's awful. It's my job to help him navigate any struggles that life gives him. Not because it's easy or something that, you know, I could just do or I know how to do ahead of time. Half the stuff I don't know how to do, it's on the job learning. I do it because it's my responsibility. I'm his father. I'm supposed to guide him through life. And the struggles that he has are my struggles. They're things that I want to take on my own shoulders. They're things that I want to help him with. Because at the end of the day, I brought him here. So all of his successes, I want to join in on those. All of his, you know, uphill battles, I want to be there by his side. I don't know, man. It's just who I am. And just what I think all of us should be. And when I say that, I know sometimes you say it too, and it sounds like I'm being like, that's just who I am. Like, it's a wonderful thing. It is. I guess it's a wonderful thing, but it's not really that wonderful. It's kind of like everyone should do it. Like, if that's your kid and you have a kid and your kid needs you, be there for your kid. Doesn't matter if your kid can say thank you. Doesn't matter if your kid doesn't say thank you. Doesn't matter if your kid doesn't want to be there. It doesn't matter if your kid fully understands everything that's happening. At the end of the day, that's what we're supposed to do with parents. So, I don't know. Stand up. Do your thing. Support your kids. And no one's going to clap for you. Just deal with it. You just do it. And then one day, hopefully, they'll thank you in their own way or whatever. Or maybe not. They might. You might never get a thanks. Never. They might be mad at you at Thanksgiving when they're 30. And you'd be like, what about all those things I did for you as a kid? And they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. That might happen too. You don't do it for that reason. If you eliminate the whole idea of thanks and gratitude and things like that from your kids, especially, you know, a nonverbal child with autism, if you eliminate the need for that, you're going to be okay. It all goes back to a long time ago. I said one of the things that people have to learn, especially if you have a nonverbal child, is that you don't always have to get a hello back in order to say hi to begin with. I want people to say hi to my son, whether or not they expect him to say hello back. It just is what it is. So yeah, rant over. Go out there, man. Support your kids. They need you. If you have a child with special needs and you're listening to this podcast right now, chances are you get it. I've always said that anybody who's online and looking up things about autism or nonverbal or things like that, you are a good person for your child or for whoever it is that you're listening to this podcast for, because, you know, you want to go out there. You want to get as much information as possible. And I don't know. It's a pretty special thing. I just wish more people were like, you know, me and you. But it is what it is. Thank you once again for joining me this week. I'll be back next Friday with a brand new podcast. I'm very excited for all the things we have coming ahead. A lot of great stuff on the way. Monday, Wednesday, brand new blogs as well. Till next time, James Gutman. Be well. Bye, Pod. I'm Dad.